The People of the Abyss by Jack London, narrated by David McCran. The chief priests and rulers cry, O Lord and Master, not ours the guilt. We build as our fathers built. Behold thine images, how they stand sovereign and sole through all our land. Our task is hard, with sword and flame, to thine earth forever the same, and with sharp crooks of steel to keep, still as thou leftest them thy sheep. Then Christ sought out an artisan, a low-browed, stunted, haggard man, and a motherless girl whose fingers thin crushed from her faintly wanton sin. These he set in the midst of them, and as they drew back their garment hem for fear of defilement, Lo here, said he, the images ye have made of me. James Russell Lowell. Preface. The experiences related in this volume fell to me in the summer of 1902. I went down into the underworld of London with an attitude of mind which I may best liken to that of the explorer. I was open to be convinced by the evidence of my eyes, rather than by the teachings of the